Hey y'all, it's me, Shannon, the coach who's been there. I'm a master transformational life and health coach, helping people on the cusp of change get over the barriers that hold them back and land on the other side with joy and excitement. I'm thrilled that you're joining me today on Come Full Circle with Shannon. On this podcast, we get real, we dig deep, and we know that love always wins. So welcome, y'all come on in. Thank you so much for joining me today. My guest is Heather LaFond, a spiritual mindset coach and psychic medium. She also just published her first book, Rise and Roar, Unleash Your Inner Power. So she's also a best-selling author. Heather, welcome to the pod. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So Heather, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became a coach, especially a spiritual mindset coach. And maybe tell us what that's all about.
Yeah. So I am located in West Allis, Wisconsin. I live here with my partner, my two fur babies. And I'm originally from a small town called Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I just recently moved down here. And as far as my coaching background, like I've been a coach in one shape or form for the past 15 years. Oh, wow. I got started as a personal trainer and then dived into nutrition coaching. And really, when I was going through that journey and myself and my clients, I saw that, you know, focusing on dieting and exercise was just surface level. It wasn't really getting to the root of why my clients didn't feel good enough. It didn't help with their self-sabotage that they would do when they get so close, you know, and then completely revert back to where they got started from. And so I decided to dive into mindset coaching and really getting into the subconscious mind through techniques such as hypnotherapy, NLP, and timeline therapy. So we can actually get to the root cause of the problem and heal it there. And I absolutely love those mindset techniques because it's a lot different than your traditional talk therapy, where we're in that type of therapy, you're talking through a situation, oftentimes a trauma or something that's has some emotion behind it. And when you're talking through that, you're reliving it in your body. It's bringing it back up. And it's almost like reinforcing that emotion in your body. And it makes it really difficult to get past that. And so we don't talk about the stuff. We just go back to the root of it, take away positive lessons, bring it back to now. And there's such an incredible healing that happens when we do it in that way. And then I also, through my journey, was introduced to Reiki energy healing. And in that process, began to embrace some of the gifts that I have had since I was younger when it comes to spirituality, mediumship, spiritual communication, and sensitivity. And so when I'm working with my clients, it's like a melting pot of working with their subconscious mind through those powerful techniques, as well as bringing in healing from past loved ones, channeling their higher self, and healing on multiple levels instead of just the physical realm where I had been when I began my coaching. Now it's mind, body, and spirit.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Just a great journey. And I also love Reiki. I'm a level 3 Reiki master. So I do some distance Reiki on Sunday nights, Sunday night Reiki, 9 o'clock Eastern. I just send good vibes to anybody who wants them. And I actually am pretty sure the reason that I finally was able to get pregnant was because of some volunteers who came to my organization, offered to do Reiki. None of our clients were interested. They were all like, we don't know what's happening. But I was like, sure, I'll do it. And I had 3 sessions and then I was pregnant, 7 years of infertility cured in 3 sessions of Reiki. So
that's
I'm
powerful.
A believer. And I absolutely love doing it for people. So that's really great that we have that connection.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to become a coach initially?
So I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. Okay. So when I originally went off to college, I was going for pre-med. And I was two classes away from taking my MCATs when I realized that I was too sensitive to continue down that path. I was shadowing a pediatrician. That's the area I wanted to specialize in. The little girl that we were working with, she had bacterial meningitis when she was a baby. And so she was mentally challenged. And the doctor was just cleaning her ear. So there was nothing crazy happening, but this little girl's cry was just so anguished. And my vision got dark from the outside in. And I thought, oh my gosh, like I'm going to faint. So I excused myself. And then I had like this come to Jesus moment in the hallway because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Like, what if something happens to these children? I don't know that I could handle that. And it wasn't until several years later that I realized that that darkness I had been experiencing was actually me seeing her brain damage. And so after I decided, okay, I can't go down this path. I felt a lot of pressure to make a decision. And it wasn't a rational decision by any means because I decided, oh, hey, I'll go into nursing because I have all this schooling down.
Right.
Little did I like put two and two together that when a nurse spends more time with patients than doctors do.
Yeah.
So
nurses are absolutely the hero of medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. They're amazing. But like my experience was I was fainting in the recovery unit.
Right.
So I was like, oh man, like this is not going to work.
Yeah.
So at that point, I was really depressed because I didn't have a clear path of where to go from there. I was in a relationship that was ending. It wasn't a good relationship. It was very toxic. And I resorted to emotional eating, which I had learned through observation of my mother, and drinking. My dad is an alcoholic. So I resorted to those two evils and had gained a lot of weight in a very short period of time. And I was still enrolled in school, but I had no direction. I didn't really care. I wasn't showing up, you know.
Right.
And it wasn't until a close friend of mine was on his way to audition for an arena football league. That was one of his dreams, was to play professional football. And he had been killed in a car accident.
Oh, and, no. So sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And that moment was like a slap across the face that I needed to get my SHIT together. Mm-hmm. And I needed to fight for my life and for my happiness. And so I started meeting with my professors to see what I could do to get caught up so that I wouldn't be failing all my classes.
Right.
And I was in a personal conditioning class. It taught the basics of diet and exercise and the mindset behind it. So it taught me how to set some goals, how to accomplish those goals, and like what to do to continue to move forward. And that really became the basis of my change. So I then started to see results with myself. I started to lose weight. I started to feel better about myself. And I decided that, you know, this is what I'm meant to do, is to help others who struggle so they don't have to go through everything that I went through. Because I really didn't know how to eat healthy. You know, my parents did their best when I was growing up to have like a meat and potato and vegetable. But other than that, like, I didn't really know. And there's so much out there when it comes to nutrition. It's hard to, you know, figure out what is best and what works for you. And so I decided I was going to start off as a personal trainer, and I ended up graduating with a degree in human biology and emphasis in exercise science, and started working as a trainer, got hired immediately at a local gym in my hometown, and really built up the personal training practice and kind of became like the trainer to train with. Right. Around there, like the little Jillian. Nice. And I lost over 100 pounds. But I also discovered at that point that I really hadn't dealt with the reason why I didn't feel good enough and why I resorted to self-sabotage and emotional eating and drinking. That there was a lot of deep rooted stuff that I still hadn't worked through, because I went from like one end of the spectrum of being, you know, really overweight to then getting into bodybuilding and focusing extremely on my appearance and like using that as a gauge of self-worth and looking the part. Right. And so I continued down that path for a while. And it wasn't until I had kind of like a cosmic 2x4 to the face in the form of an injury that I couldn't keep doing what I was doing and had to really slow down and go within.
Yeah.
And
sometimes the universe has to go to extreme measures to get our attention. Right.
Well, and you know, there's always, it starts off as a whisper. Mm-hmm. And then when we don't hear it, it becomes a scream. So sometimes we need that.
So Heather, who do you typically work with? Do you have a specific kind of client that you work with, or is it just kind of you tell us
for the most part, women, mostly women are drawn to my personality and just the way that I do things. I have a no BS approach. I cuss a lot. I got tattoos. And I have a fun sense of humor, and a lot of women tend to be drawn to that because we're tired. At least the women that come to me are tired of being lied to, of being, you know, kind of chasing after quick results and stuff. And then they're on that hamster wheel and they're totally disconnected from themselves. So I help them to reconnect with themselves, with their intuition, to begin to trust themselves, to gain that confidence and to get out of their own way.
I think that's fantastic. So many women need that, especially Gen X women and especially first eldest daughters. We really need that support and for somebody to A, tell us the truth and B, believe in us, because a lot of our parents sound similar to yours.
Right. Well, and being able to see your parents for who they are, like they're doing the best that they know, you know, and so they're a product of their environment. And unless somebody sees an issue with it so that they can change it, then nothing's going to change. And so for me, I've done a lot of work with being able to see them as that wounded child and to forgive them and to love them regardless.
Yeah. And I think that I know for me, that's probably the work of my lifetime is to forgive my parents, see them for who they really were and what they were up against.
Right.
And, you know that maybe they didn't love me the way I needed them to, but they loved me the best way they could.
Right.
And at some point we all have to say that was good enough.
Yeah.
Cause we can't go back and change it.
You can send Reiki to it though.
this is true.
Cause there's no time and space with Reiki. So you can send some love back to that. And it can shift things, right? Because time is man-made, so.
Right. I love that. So you talked a little bit about the weight loss and becoming a bodybuilder. Were there other deeper ways that becoming a coach changed you?
Well, I would say, like, just looking at the whole journey of, like, from then to here, being able to develop a greater sense of self-awareness, taking responsibility for my contribution when it comes to things, right? Instead of kind of sitting in the back seat and being that victim, being able to get into the driver's seat and understand that I am the creator of my life and of my reality and everything in it. And so even the bad stuff, I, in some way, created that. I generated that. And, you know, how can I do things differently? It's really empowering when you understand that your thoughts and your focus and your words are contributing to what you're experiencing in your life. So if you, like, for example, if you have a certain relationship, maybe it's a relationship with a family member, and instead of looking at how they were or how they have been in the past, you look to the possibilities for them, like what potential they have, and hold them high as that person. That allows them and gives them permission to step into that. And energetically, you are holding them in that space so that they can rise up to that. Where if we are like thinking negative things and holding them in the past, they are going to continue to perpetuate that individual that they had been, right? So it's really empowering when you grasp the fact that you're creating everything in your life, you're generating everything, whether it's for a lesson. So it's super important to be aware of your thoughts, to be aware of your words, and make sure that you're always leaning towards a positive. Not to say that I don't have, you know, that little itty bitty shitty committee that comes up in the back of my mind sometimes.
Right.
But I know now not to listen to that, not to give it any attention, and instead focus on where I want to go instead in the positive.
I think what I just went through, like some really bad crap at a job. And I kept saying to myself, the universe is not doing this to me. The universe is doing this for me. What am I supposed to learn? What action am I supposed to take in response to this? And that reframe really helped. It kept me from wallowing in it, and it empowered me to take action when it was time to take action. So right. I'm always grateful to remember that positive side. It doesn't mean that you're Pollyanna positivity, everything's wonderful all the time. It means that you are, when you take action and you take control, it reduces your stress.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people just have to do. And that I really encourage folks, if you're kind of wallowing in a situation, just make a decision and do one or the other. And if it's the wrong decision, you can go back and change it. But not making a decision is making a decision too.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I love that reframe. And I use that one a lot too, where you say, like, this is happening for me, not mm-hmm. to me.
And sometimes I think that's the only way we can get kind of kicked out of where we are, that's not where we're supposed to be, is for something big to happen.
Right. Yeah.
So, what is the most meaningful thing that you've learned from coaching or for one of your clients?
Well, something that I see often is that the clients that come to me are a reflection of a past version of me. So that's really powerful.
Yes.
As far as like lessons learned from clients, I feel that motivation and learning and teaching can come from all levels, right? I don't feel that just because I'm the coach and they're the client in a situation that I'm like above them or anything.
Right.
And so I really love when I'm able to learn through their experiences as well. There isn't really any story in particular that comes to mind when asked that question. But I do share quite a few success stories and ways that my clients have overcome their challenges in my book. So like in between every chapter, there's a little like testimonial or story of how they overcame a challenge that they were faced with.
Well, that sounds great. And you just led us right into my next question, which is tell us about your book that just launched on April 1st.
Yeah. So my book is called Rise and Roar, Unleash Your Inner Power. And it was an amazing process writing this book because there were some things that started coming up for me that I thought that I had worked through, that I was past, and realized I wasn't. Like, for example, the first part of the book, I talk about being bullied in junior high school. And I thought I was all good with that. And when I started to read it out loud to one of my friends, I started tearing up. And I was like, aww. Okay, this still hits home. This still needs some healing here. But the book is all surrounding mindset. And it's talking about the things that we think we should be doing when it comes to shifting our mind, and what actually works, you know? So like, for example, one of the chapters is called Your Affirmations Are BS. Uh-huh. Well, it says the whole thing. I don't know if I can sit around here. So, but you know, everybody's all about affirmations. And it's like, if you're standing in front of yourself and you're talking this positive pep talk to yourself in the mirror every morning, and in the back of your mind's this little voice saying BS, it's not going to work, right? We have to be able to believe it at a subconscious level in order for it to actually stick. And so it talks all about how to begin to take steps so that what you're saying is actually resonating and you're not going to have that little back talk coming up. It also talks about energy vampires. That was one that was pretty popular. I just talked to someone about that the other day, about how we have people in our lives that are takers oftentimes, and it drains our batteries. So what can we do so that we have a boundary there and that we protect ourselves? You know, because we are important, we are worthy, we are deserving of protecting our energy and not having someone come in and just overtake because we give.
And I think that boundaries might just be the most important part of self-care. You can't bubble bath your way out of an energy vampire.
Right.
You have to figure out a way to set and maintain the boundaries. And when I first started learning about boundaries, I thought, okay, so I'll tell this person, I'm not going to engage with you when X, Y, and Z happens. And I really was naive and I thought that that was just going to work. But you have to remind people over and over again of what your boundaries are, and they have to face the consequences of violating those boundaries. So if that means you disengage from them, you walk away from that relationship, you put a stop in the conversation and come back to it later, you really have to maintain your own boundaries. Nobody's going to do it for you.
Right.
And that was a huge learning curve for me because I thought, I said it, now you have to respect it. And that's not how it works.
Yeah. Well, and knowing too that avoidance isn't a boundary, because how many people just avoid people and situations because it's uncomfortable. Yeah. And that's not really helping them. It's not helping you. I know that I had spoken with a friend about the fact that sometimes there's certain individuals that despite you reinforcing your boundaries over and over, they're not going to be respectful of it. Those are exactly the people that you need the boundary for.
Yep.
But there's some times where you just have to walk away, right? Yeah. Because they're, no matter what you say, it's not going to land with them. And so it's best to just save your peace and walk away from it. Yeah. But know that you're standing in a position of power because you stated that boundary and now you're choosing to step away.
Yeah, I think that's so important. So Heather, this has been such a great conversation. Is there anything that you wish I had asked that we didn't talk about?
I don't know. I just love talking about everything and anything under the sun. So,
Well, how can people find you and learn more about what you're doing and work with you?
So you can look me up online. I have a website. It's heatherlafon.com. I'm also on Instagram, although I don't really, it's just kind of whatever there, but Facebook is my jam. So find me on Facebook. I have my personal page as well as my business page under Heather LaFond.
All right. And I'll put those links in the show notes so folks can access them easily. And hopefully come work with you. So two more questions. Number one, are there podcasts that you like to listen to that really feed your soul?
I love the Next Level Soul podcast. And I love the fact that he has it on YouTube. So you can kind of watch him interviewing and interacting with his guests. That's one that I watch almost daily. Okay. It's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And if you could give our listeners one piece of advice, what would you tell them?
To be unapologetically themselves, to stop watering down yourself and just embrace the powerful human being that you are.
That's amazing. Beautiful. I love it. Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining me today. It has been an absolute pleasure to learn more about your work and more about you. And I hope we can stay connected. And I I think what you're doing is fantastic. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Absolutely, Shannon. It was my pleasure.
So thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come Full Circle with Shannon, the podcast where coaching meets real life. For information about my coaching services, to sign up to be a guest on the pod, or join my free monthly Goal Getters group, go to www.fullcirclelifeandhealthcoaching.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. They're all linked in the show notes. And of course, if you heard something useful, be sure to subscribe, share, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. That's all for now, friends. As we say in the South, let me let you go. All right.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks for having me.